Hi there. The word for you today is on signs of the times. In Matthew 24, verse 9, Jesus said, "You will be put to death because of me." Let me read to you more fully what he said. Verse 9 to verse 12 of Matthew 24. "You'll be handed over to be persecuted, put to death, and hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold." Notice the words "put to death." Do you know that heaven is filled right now with those who have already fulfilled this prophecy, and the hatred of Christians still abounds? Release International, a Christian agency that defends religious liberties, contends that more of Christ's followers have been killed for their faith in the last century than in most of the previous centuries combined. The global evangelism movement reports an increase in martyrs to more than four times the number in the past century. Today, countries that facilitate religious freedom are experiencing increased anger toward Christians. Think about it. Professors publicly mock Bible-believing students. Talk show hosts denigrate people of faith to get a laugh. And you know what? We can expect the persecution to increase. And when it does, fragile convictions will collapse. And Jesus said, "The love of many will grow cold." In other words, the half-hearted will become the cold-hearted. Spiritual stowaways will jump ship. Many church attenders will be exposed as faith pretenders. And they'll not only leave the faith, they'll make the lives of the faithful miserable. When all these things begin to happen, Jesus counseled, Matthew 24, verse 6, "See to it that you are not alarmed." Why? Because when the outlook is bleak, the uplook is glorious. Titus 2:13, Paul says, "We are looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, and his return calms our fears, gives us joy, gives us confidence, and enables us to go on knowing that the best is yet to be." Okay, that's the word for you today.